Good morning and welcome to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. I am Hormuz Fatakia. We are back after a midweek holiday, but the global markets remain the same as we left them on Tuesday. While the US markets were choppy but steady on Tuesday night, the sell-off resumed on Wednesday courtesy of mega cap tech stocks. The S&P 500 and the Nasdaq both fell for the fourth day in a row. The constant policy flip-flops from the US Federal Reserve is not supporting the market in any form. Once guiding for three rate cuts this year, Fed Chair Jerome Powell now said that the Fed can keep policy rates steady for as long as needed. Market participants are now tempering down their rate cut bets from three earlier to two or even one for 2024. Cleveland Fed President Loretta Mester also echoed Powell's sentiment, saying that the Fed should not be in a rush to cut rates and that policy is currently working well. Whether that will impact the Indian markets or not is subjective, but the last 3 days have not been anything but memorable for the markets. The Nifty has already given up 60% of the 1,000-point rally that it has seen from the lows of the 20th of March. The Nifty Bank is also down 3.5% from record levels. The most near-term supports on the downside have been broken, and it was also the first instance in 3 months that the Nifty fell for 3 days in a row. But a ray of hope comes from the chartists, who believe that the index is nearing very critical supports of 22,000, and that, coupled with oversold setups on the charts, may trigger a short-term bounce. However, the trend remains negative, as the index may first find resistance at 22,300 on the upside, followed by 22,500. The other ray of hope comes from the broader markets. While the Nifty and the Nifty Bank continue to grind lower, the mid-cap index ended flat on Tuesday, while the small-cap index fared even better, ending with healthy gains. Specific stocks and sectors like FMCG, defense, and pharma did well in an otherwise weak market. And most market participants are also advising to remain stock-specific till the market stabilizes from this current round of choppiness. Today, of course, is also the weekly options expiry of the Nifty 50 contracts. The one pain point that has been plaguing the market, though, is IT. And since TCS's results, the sell-off in IT stocks has only intensified. Now that, along with more top-level exits at Wipro and LTI Mindtree, has further soured sentiment on technology stocks. The Nifty IT index even slipped below its 200-day moving average on Tuesday, something that it had not done in at least the last 6 months. All eyes today will be on Infosys and its fourth quarter results later this evening after market hours, and the street will keenly await the management's guidance for FY25 and some demand trends on the ground. Speaking of specific stocks, the other major stock in focus today will be Vodafone Idea, which has probably already become the stock of the week. The telecom operator's 18,000 crore FPO opens for subscription today, and ahead of that, the company has already raised nearly 6,000 crores from anchor investors and mutual funds. Some anchor investors include the likes of GQG, Morgan Stanley, and Fidelity Funds. The stock, though, is in the F&O ban today, so that will also be a factor. Z Entertainment has decided to withdraw its application for the merger implementation against Sony in the NCLT, but has vowed to continue to push its stance in the Singapore Arbitration Center. But the bigger news is that the stock will be excluded from the F&O segment post the conclusion of the June series expiry. The Adani Group has completed the warrant subscription in Ambuja Cements, thereby infusing another 8,339 crore rupees in the company, thereby completing the 20,000 crore fund infusion exercise. Ambuja Cements intends to double its capacity to 140 MTPA by 2028. Aside of Infosys also reporting results today are stocks like Bajaj Auto and HDFC Life, while stocks like Dell Networks, Angel One, ICICI Lombard, and Tata Communications will react to their results that were reported after market hours. Also reacting to earnings and business updates will be stocks like Brigade Enterprises and Suntech Realty, so keep the overall real estate pack in focus as well. Jubilant Pharmova has decided to shut down its operations at its solid dosage manufacturing facility in the US and change its business model from in-house manufacturing to outsourced manufacturing through US FDA approved contract manufacturing organizations. The company attributed this decision to an increasing pricing pressures in the US generics market and therefore the subsequent losses that the unit has been facing since FY22. By changing its business model, Jubilant Pharmova intends to improve the gross margins of the US business and take it back to profitability. Additionally, it also plans to increase exports to the US market from its Roorkee facility, where the US FDA inspection recently closed. For the other stocks in focus, do log into CNBCTV18.com. One must also take note of the NSE circular that was issued on Tuesday, which imposed an additional exposure margin of 15% in the equity derivatives segment on securities in which the top 10 clients account for more than 20% of the market-wide position limit. This framework will be effective from the 26th of April after the expiry of the April contracts. The Asian markets have opened mixed this morning, and while the Nikkei is down for the fourth day in a row, the Kospi is trading with gains. The GIFT Nifty, as we speak, is indicating a slightly lower start again for our Indian markets. That's all for today. It's the penultimate day of the week, and the first phase of the Lok Sabha polls kickstart tomorrow. We'll bring you all the updates from that as well. But for a precursor to the polls and some key seats in focus for tomorrow, do log into CNBCTV18.com. We wish you a happy trading day ahead.